I've always been in awe of my mom and respected every choice she's made and how hard she's worked. But after having my son, everything just hit me harder. All parents, really, what they have to do in order to raise a good human and the responsibility of that and what it looks like to give somebody a set of wings and guide them, but not crowd them or dim their light. I am so happy I get to spend Mother's Day with my mom and my son, you know, three generations together celebrating all that motherly love.
Do you have any funny or interesting memories from past Mother's Day with your mom?
Well, it's funny. So ever since becoming a mom, this is hilarious. So my spouse is my wife, and so we're two women, of course. And what I remember from Mother's Day with my mom, like we tried to do something special for my mom, make her art, maybe make her breakfast, but we would usually go out together and go get breakfast or go do something. I know like some friends of mine, they're like, all right, I'm going to the spa all day. So in my family, it wasn't really that. My mom would hang out with us. We'd all be together for Mother's Day. But my wife and I, since we're both two moms, we're like, okay, how do we do this? But it's actually just turning into exactly what I remember my Mother's Days being.
Because you're a mom now, I actually want to hear about your experiences. Do you feel it's changed you? What do you love about it?
Yeah, I'm a completely different person. I am much more sure of who I am and what my goals are. I have a purpose now. I have somebody who's looking to me. I want to do well for him and help create a legacy. And as I look at my music career, I want to be able to create something that he's able to be involved in. If he's interested in music, I want to be the person who can open that world to him. If he's interested in something else, I will also help foster that. Definitely with how I move as an individual too throughout the music industry, especially in Los Angeles, it's a very cutthroat industry and there's a lot of things happening. But if I'm ever in a rut or if I feel like somebody is giving me attitude or a different vibe in real life, I'm just like, I pushed a baby out of my body. So there's nothing you can do that will make me feel less than. I did not know how much individually I would change, how much more confident I would become, or how much more sure of my craft I would be. I have a song out called Bravo, which is my son's name, and I wrote him a lullaby before he was born.
We gave you a name in April. We picked out a crib in July. You came to our arms in the autumn. Now we'll hold you for the rest of our lives. Mama will make us big dinners. We'll sit down with all those we love. Stay up till 2 in the morning, saying this is what it's all about. Baby, it's new and exciting, and you're not alone when you cry. Learning about you's the most honest work that we'll do. We walked you to school in the new year. Didn't want to let go of your hand. As soon as you saw the playground, you ran off and you quickly made friends. Oh, baby, it's new and exciting, and you're not alone when you're crying. Learning about you's the most honest work that we'll ever do. We'll watch as you grow up with new loves and breakups. We'll be living through every day, and we'll know it's all worth it. The no sleep and the time spent. I won't wish a minute. When the time comes that you move out, we'll stand on the front step. steps and cry, remembering when you first came home. Oh, we'll love you for the rest of our lives. Yeah, we'll love you for the rest of our lives. Oh, we'll love you for the rest of our lives.
My thanks to Madison Malone for sharing her Mother's Day story. I'm Terry Barr for Nowisco Weekend.